Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband, still trying to reconcile with the woman he loves, who he's committed to, who by the scripture is one with, but I'm guessing we don't share that. You know, I've had an irrational dialogue. I put online the video foundation, you are not to be called teacher, and it got a response. I got some guy who is rather, he throws out a whole lot of verses, and it wasn't very rational. I'm guessing he's King James only kind of guy. You know, one of these people will throw out verses, but will not connect them, not use them well. He won't respond to questions. He won't speak parousia, clearly, boldly, unambiguously. Which is unfortunate. However, my closing comment to him was an appreciation for the fact he did not run. He did not run. So irrational people won't run. What's the word for somebody who does run? Oh yeah, that's the word in delos is the Greek. Coward is the English. And I am referring to specifically Jim Cross. But again, as I did a video to him today. It's being edited and it'll go online shortly and I'll send it out. Got long, 20 minutes. But again, I offer evidence and I offer grace. One of the things that has hit me hard is today was the first official day of the opening of the farmer's market, and I didn't go because I have maybe it's just simply a strain in my foot. And it's uncomfortable to stand on. It seems to be better with my boots on, but I was concerned because I did just a simple short mile yesterday, and I'm concerned. So I decided I'm not going today because I have enough food, and I'm not going anywhere tomorrow also, and I'll try Thursday. Lord willing, it will have healed sufficiently. One of the other things happened is I developed, and I think it's because of the amount of stress I do put on my body. Because again, I am not, I call myself an aggressive walker, and aggressive is a light term. Because like I say, my speed is ridiculous, and so are the distances. You know, to lament only doing 15 miles last week is, but anyway. But one of the things that has occurred is I've ended up with some significant issues, which apparently are due to the amount of sweating and loss of minerals and so forth. So I have found that I definitely need to take a magnesium supplement, unfortunately. I don't take the allopathic medicine. But I have started taking supplements, which is, I find, unfortunate. But I've been taking magnesium, and the other thing I've been taking is vitamin B12, because I get this vibration in my feet. It's really weird. I ran out, and now after 2 days of running out, it's back with a vengeance. But I look at these things and I say, well, okay, I'm running my 64-year-old body as a 20-year-old. I would suggest my overall health is excellent. But it's a reminder of one day this will end. And as I've said so often, if I compare my situation with my friend Gary's situation, he's got it much better. He had his leg amputated. He's had open heart surgery, I think twice. But he has Lynn. And the love I've seen Lynn show to Gary is remarkable. And he's stuck in that motorized wheelchair all day. But he's loved. So Lord willing, my foot will heal, and I'll get the vitamin B12 and it will take the vibration out again as it did before. Because obviously, right now I can't afford to have a problem because I'm not loved. But I love my wife and I'm only seeking reconciliation. It is my hope and prayer that one day she'll join me in that. Dorothy Jane, I'm seriously in love with you. And I want to love you, and I don't know how. Oh, sorry. You said that I don't listen to you. I can't listen if you don't speak. Please, talk to me. I love you.